to another installation of Queer Radio. I'm Stephanie Tierney. I'm going to be with you for the next half an hour. Today on the show, the third and final part of a three-part interview I did with Alex Saunders, aka Justin Too Deep. And I'll be giving you some resources if you're out there listening and you identify as LGBTQ+, and you need some help. I'm going to be giving you those resources and there's going to be some more stuff. I also have a guest request from Alex Saunders as well, so we'll probably squeeze that in before the end of the half hour, so stick around. Welcome to Queer Radio. That's spelled K-W-I-R. You can find me on Facebook.
Well, see, there's one. And the worst part is, it's not even the whole community.
I didn't mean for that to happen. I'm sorry. You're listening to Queer Radio. I'm Stephanie, K-W-I-R. You can find me on Facebook, and you can keep up to date with what's happening on the show. And what you just heard, what cut over my voice, was actually what we're going to be hearing momentarily, which is the third part of a three-part interview I did with Alex Saunders, a.k.a. Justin Too Deep, a local drag king performer. And I was away last week, so I was at the NCRC 2016 conference in Ottawa, Ontario, learning all kinds of cool stuff about radio and meeting other folks in the radio sector, and also meeting some really cool queer people doing radio. And so if any of those folks are out there listening, hello to you, and thanks for being so awesome and cool this past week, and it was so lovely to meet you. I got to be on the Velvet Studio last Tuesday, which is Luke Smith's program, which is a LGBTQ plus talk show out of Ottawa. And it was a really fun week. It was also a very exhausting week, and I'm slightly tired today, but I'm hanging in there. Of course, as if you had seen my post on my queer Facebook page, you had seen that I had sort of sent out a very quiet prayer and my condolences to the folks in Orlando, Florida. Obviously, that was a senseless act of violence and cowardice and hatred, and that's affected everyone. And it's definitely affected me. And I wasn't going to spend much time talking about it because I find it really upsetting. So maybe we should just go and have a chat with Alex Saunders. How about that? Alex Saunders is a local drag king performer who goes by the name Justin Too Deep. I have not seen Justin Too Deep perform yet, but I'm looking forward to it, and maybe they'll be part of the St. John Pride Drag Festival. I'm not sure, but I think that would be cool. I'm going to be with you until 2:30, and we're going to do the third part of the interview with Alex, and then Alex has requested a song by Bob the Drag Queen called Purse First, which is okay. Like, so I'm a metalhead, so I don't really listen to dance music much, but this song is like insanely catchy and hilarious, and I super love it, actually. It's very different for me to like listen to this kind of music, but I enjoyed it. And so Alex, if you're out there listening, thank you for turning me on to this Purse First song. It's really cool and catchy. Later on in the show, I'll give you resources for you if you're out there listening and identifying as LGBTQ++ and you need some help. I'm going to give you those numbers. And like I also said on my Facebook page, if you need help, reach out. So let's go over to Alex Saunders. This is the conclusion of our interview, and I hope you enjoy it. And I hope that the second part actually played last week while I was away. I did do a pre-recorded show, so my apologies if that was not the case. And if so, I will fix that next week. But I'm sure our I'm sure our programming director, Mike Specht, was on point with that last week, because he was obviously very busy getting last week all scheduled and lined up while all of us were away in Ottawa. And so, yeah, if Abby and Mike and Brian, you're all, well, I don't know if Brian's listening, but he's probably too busy working. But I just want to say thanks to my coworkers. You are lovely. And I'm just going to cry, so I think I'll just go over to Alex Saunders. Okay, I'll be back shortly.
Well, see, there's one, and the worst part is it's not even the whole community. It's one or two people that think they're hot in a champagne glass when they're just cold diarrhea in a Dixie cup, and they just scare everybody else off. And then all these quiet, timid people that don't want to go out and be the leader don't feel they can go out because there's drama. There's always some sort of drama. And I'm sure someone will hear this and get offended and send me an angry Facebook message later. But I don't even care. Send me all the angry Facebook messages you want.
I think
it's
going to
go in my other folder. I'm not going to look at it.
So. I think if enough quiet leaders bring the community together, that's what needs to happen.
Yes, absolutely. And I've been badgering my friends. Like, we went to that first Pride meeting, and then I said, oh, I have a friend that's doing marketing. So then I dragged him in. So I'm going to slowly drag all of my friends into this. And then eventually we will have a community, because once I'm done dragging in all my friends, they can drag in all their friends, and it will be a big group.
Yeah. Well, I've definitely had my eyes open just with, like I said, last few days, just reading about drag culture, and I'm excited for, are you guys going to have a drag show this year in the Pride, or do you, is it premature to
ask? We have a drag show every year, but I find that it's always not difficult for them to get performers. Like, I always volunteer for the drag show. I volunteered for the drag show since 2009 every year, but I just find that there wasn't really a drag community in St. John or even Fredericton, or even there was in Moncton for a while. Like, there hasn't been a drag community here for a long time. Now there's the old, there's the seasoned queens. Coco and Caramel and Cinnamon and all those girls that I used to perform with at Pump back in the day. My brother Ivan, and then that faded away after Pump left. And now there's a queen in Fredericton who's kind of like led the charge, Brooke Rivers, as well as Venom Divine. Oh, God. They're going to kill me for forgetting their names. Venom Divine, Trinity, and Rachel. And they kind of like, they started doing these shows at Boom, and they got more and more and more, and we've just kind of built it up from then. And now that we're going to have a Pride show, I kind of like put the message out. I put the feelers out. I was like, okay. So now I've got queens from Halifax that are messaging me that want to come down. I've got at least seven performers already that are signed on to do St. John Pride, like, already. And we're what, May? And that's whereas last year you had me, my brother Ivan, we had there was a guy at the Pride meeting that I know was one of the queens that performed last year, because they have the same face,
right?
Christy Davidson from Halifax. And Nick, one of the Pride committee, another Pride committee member, who did his first time in drag last show. And I felt that that was really an underrepresentation of the talent that we do have in this province, because we have a lot of talent in this province. So yeah, and I've even now, there's at least one queen in Moncton, Judas. So she's going to come down as well, and I've just got the whole fan damly is going to come down and do St. John Pride this year. And ideally, we'll get one girl from Halifax, or maybe even two. But I've had seven performers already. So
well, I was so happy to see you at the Pride Roundtable, and just being a voice for the drag community. It's nice to see some variety. If someone wanted to book you for a performance, what's the best way to reach you?
I have a Facebook page that I don't check very often. But then I've also got my drag nickname attached to my regular Facebook page. So okay. if you just go to Facebook and type in Justin Too Deep, that's J-U-S-T-I-N space T-O-O-D-E-E-P, exactly the way it sounds. Mm-hmm. Both profiles will come up, but it's best to get me on my girl profile just because I use it more often. I log into Justin like once a month to wish people happy birthday, and that's right. that's really about it, just because. But I find it a good place to keep all my pictures, so yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't know how I'm going to phrase this question, but it seems to me that people, or just drag culture in general, doesn't seem to suffer much discrimination, that it's kind of a really strong community, and that it's less vulnerable to being targeted by people who don't agree with LGBTQ plus people. And I'm just wondering if it's like, is it because it's like taking place in a bar or in a community center at night, that you're not going out in your daily life generally, I'm guessing, as Justin Too Deep. So it's like this sort of nighttime performance world where you don't face much discrimination. I'm wondering, do you?
We do, and the worst thing about it is a lot of the discrimination we face mm-hmm. is from other members of the LGBTQ plus community, mm-hmm. Which is really unfortunate. You get like gay guys with the opinion that, why would you ever date a drag queen? Do you want to be a woman? Et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You get lesbians that are, do you want to be a man? Mm-hmm. Et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then you have the people that, so for example, last month, the month before, sometime in 2016, within a few months of right now, mm-hmm. We were doing a show at Boom, and the Fredericton Craft Beer Festival happened to be going on that weekend, mm-hmm. and some of us were outside. A few girls were having a breath mint, mm-hmm. and I'm so sorry, I can't remember her drag name, but Alex, who makes a stunning woman, mm-hmm. Was outside and looking nice and everything, and these guys mm-hmm. were drunk walking down the street, and mm-hmm. you know, all of a sudden they realize, wait a second, this isn't a group of super pretty women, this is like a group of men dressed up. And mm-hmm. then the first thing, like the first guy did, was go up to Alex and try to grab his crotch. Like, who does that? Mm-hmm. Who does that? And of course me, who's may or may not be half in the bag, probably not because I'm a professional like that, right, right. You know, am there in all my manly glory. And of mm-hmm. course I like to be both disgusting and chivalrous all at the same time, mm-hmm. and so I step in between them, and he's like, hey man, what's your problem? And then all of a sudden he realizes that I'm not a man, I'm just a girl mm-hmm. dressed up like a man, mm-hmm. and of course, you know, he's swearing and carrying on. So the most discrimination that we get, as far as like, I guess a lot of the discrimination happens when you're already in drag, because mm-hmm. it's a very weird, not weird, it's very, I guess, to a cisgendered straight male, mm-hmm. the idea that a male can present themselves so successfully as this kind of exaggeration of femininity, mm-hmm. Because it's not offensive to them. It makes them question their own sense of
self. It challenges their masculinity.
That's what drag is supposed to do. But for someone who's not part of that community, it's very odd. And then there's little pockets of like discrimination in the community. Now, it's not really horrible. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, I'm worried for my safety or anything. Right. But there are some people that just, they're like, drag is stupid, I don't know why you'd want to do that. Do you want to be the opposite gender of what you are? Do you, you know, are you this, are you that? And you get all the questions, and, you know, so it's not super bad here anyway. Yeah. But it's mostly like a lot of the confrontation is just not understanding why anyone would want to blur the gender lines on a part-time basis.
Yeah, why would anyone want to do that?
Why would anyone want to dress up like a man?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've experienced it a little bit in St. John, being a transgender person, that there are some discriminations between the LGB and the T, and that's so disappointing to me. It's like, we've had lots of conversations here at the office about it, just about how much we despise one, you know, marginalized group attacking or excluding another marginalized group. It's sickening, to be honest.
Yeah. And
so it's interesting to me that's happening even within the drag culture.
It is. It's very strange. I just, again, it comes back to community. Like, we're all fighting the same fight. Mm-hmm. So why would you look at other people that are just as marginalized as you are and go, mm-hmm. F those people? Mm-hmm. It just...
Yeah, it's really strange. Alex, it's been a total pleasure to have you on Queer Radio. And each week I offer a space for my guest to do a guest request. And... So you've chosen RuPaul's Superstar, correct?
No, it was Bob the Drag Queen. Purse first.
let's I'll ask the question again. Kay. Sorry, I don't know where I got Superstar from.
That was Michael's request, I think, maybe from the last one. Yeah.
Okay, Bob the
Drag Queen.
Bob the Drag Queen.
Purse first.
Purse first. Okay. Alex, it's been a real pleasure to have you on Queer Radio today, and thank you for your insight into drag culture. And each week, I offer my guest a special guest request, which I just discovered those two words, Ryan, and I was like, yay! So you've chosen a song by Bob the Drag Queen, which is Purse First, and thank you for sending over that request, and the song is amazing. And I'm a metalhead, so like I don't even really listen to a lot of dance or electronic or any disco or any of that kind of stuff, but I have to admit that song has been stuck in my head since you said that was the song you want to that's the song you wanted me to play as your guest request. Is there any particular reason why you chose that song? Aside from it just being like an insanely catchy song.
Last Monday, Bob the Drag Queen was crowned the winner of mm-hmm. season 8 of RuPaul's Drag Race. And I guess I really admire Bob the Drag Queen. Bob is likes to call himself a queen for the people. Mm-hmm. So while gay marriage was illegal in the States, Bob was out in New York getting arrested, protesting for equal rights to get married, and which is kind of weird because, like, in Canada, we're just like, oh, yeah, gay people getting married, no big deal.
Yeah.
And I really look up to that.
Yeah.
And I've had the song stuck in my head. I think I listened to it at least 8 times at work today.
Uh-huh.
You know, sitting down and like voguing in my little pod in between right. programming. And he's super funny. And I think mm-hmm. as a drag queen, Bob is, if I ever were, could become a drag queen, which I suppose I can, not really mm-hmm. faux queen, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Bob is what I would want to be. Bob is a comedian first. Mm-hmm. Queen second, and I really look up to that. I really mm-hmm. do, and mm-hmm. I love the song. I feel like everyone should hear it, and I hope that it gets stuck in everyone's head and you go download it. I think it's on iTunes or whatever awful program you use to listen to your music.
Well, yeah, and there's the videos on YouTube as well, which is, the video is quite funny.
Yes, watch the enjoyable. Video. The video is quite funny. Mm-hmm. I'm part of an online community called Reddit, mm-hmm. and it's a website, but then the website has several like subreddits.
Mm-hmm.
So on the RuPaul's Drag Race subreddit, one of our members was a PA on the video, and he gets to be in the video, and it's just... It's just great to see other people from, I guess, that fandom mm-hmm. up hanging out with drag queens mm-hmm. and all that sort of fun stuff. And it's probably gonna be the theme song for next weekend's trip. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I love it. It's good.
You'll just be cruising down the highway
with oh, that yeah.
cranked on the stereo.
Purse first.
it's such a catchy song. Like just that.
And for context, chorus, for yeah. the audience... mm-hmm. In the first challenge, they had to do a challenge from one of the previous seasons, so like a garment making challenge,
mm-hmm.
and Bob made this dress out of curtains, which was a challenge from season 2,
mm-hmm.
And Bob made a purse out of his curtains in addition to his outfit. Mm-hmm. So his tagline became "Walk into the room purse first." Nice. And that's kind of where that came from. So now he's just making the bank.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, thank you again, Alex, for joining me, and I hope you'll be a guest on the show maybe down the road again, and we can talk more about, maybe we can talk about your road trip next time.
Yeah, maybe Justin will come in instead of Alex.
That would be cool. I'm hoping maybe over the Pride Week to do some special programming here on Local FM, and so maybe Justin and some of the other drag performers could come in and talk. That would be cool.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks again, Alex.
Well, thanks for listening to me repeat myself.
And that was part three of a interview I did with Alex Saunders, a.k.a. Justin Too Deep. Alex, if you're out there listening, thank you for being so lovely and for providing our listeners with all that information about drag culture and about your performances and everything. It was just awesome. So we're gonna get to Bob the Drag Queen purse first, which is the guest request made by Alex Saunders. And hopefully maybe over, like I said in the interview, hopefully over Pride Week, which is taking place in August, I can have Justin Too Deep in as a guest. And that might be equal parts hilarious and terrifying. For me, I'm not sure. I think Justin's a bit of a rascal. But we'll find out anyway later on in the summer, I guess. You're listening to Queer Radio on Local 107.3 FM. I'm Stephanie Tierney. I'm with you every Tuesday from 2 to 2:30. And we're the whole idea for the show is to talk to queer folks in St. John, New Brunswick, and have some open conversations about things happening in the community. And so far, I'm just having a wonderful time. And I'm creating some space on the radio here for these voices to get heard. And that's, I think, really important. And next week, I'm going to have Ryan Crozier on, who is a... Or I guess he works at Xerox in St. John, and he is also part of their Galaxy program, which is an LGBTQ+ support network within the Xerox company. And so he's going to be chatting about that and just about the St. John community and the scene and all that kind of stuff. And we touch a little bit on Pride as well. And so you want to tune in again next Monday from 2 to 2:30 for my interview with Ryan Crozier. I can't remember how long we chatted, if it's going to be a one or a two part installation, but I'm definitely going to be airing part, if not all, of that interview with Ryan next Monday. And then the next interview up is Dr. John Dornan, who is an endocrinologist working in St. John and helping the transgender community to access hormone replacement therapy, among other things. And Dr. Dornan's a lovely man, and we had a really, really interesting chat about hormone replacement therapy, and we actually kind of started digging a little bit on the scientific stuff of what that means and how people can get support. And so you definitely want to tune into that. I only have a few minutes left, but before I go, as I usually do every week, I'm going to give you some resources. If you're out there listening and you identify as LGBTQ+ and you need help, you need support, you are thinking of hurting yourself or hurting someone else, please, please, for the love of the universe, reach out to these numbers. The Trans Lifeline is 877-330-6366. The PFLAG main hotline is 888-530-6777, extension 555. If you don't get a chance to write these down, I'm also going to post them on the Queer Facebook page. KWIR is the name of the page, and you can get them there as well after the show. PFLAG in French is 888-530-6483. The PFLAG Gender Identity Support Hotline is 888-530-6777, extension 226. There is a 24-hour turnaround on leaving a message with the PFLAG Gender Identity Support Hotline, so if you need immediate help, you should definitely contact the Trans Lifeline at 877-330-6366 or just simply call the hospital, and they'll connect you with a mobile mental health crisis unit. The PFLAG website is www.pflag.ca. That's spelled P-F-L-A-G. The UBU Transgender Support Group meets the third Friday of each month at the Coburg Health Center at 7 p.m. They also have a Facebook presence. And PFLAG St. John Chapter is now done for the summer. However, will return the first Monday, or sorry, the first Friday in September. And that also takes place at the Coburg Health Center. And I do believe UBU Transgender Support Group is doing some additional meetings over July and August. So you may want to visit their Facebook page for more information on that. And you can definitely reach out to me at the Queer Facebook page, spelled K-W-I-R. And if you need help, I'm not a professional, but I definitely am willing to listen, and I'm also definitely willing to put you in touch with somebody that can help you if you are in crisis. Thank you for tuning in again. All of that heavy stuff, and now we're going to go to Purse First by Bob the Drag Queen. Again, I don't want to cry on the radio again, so I'm just not going to go too far there, but I do want to send my prayers and condolences to the folks in Orlando. And if you're out there listening and you need help, for the love of the universe, please reach out to somebody. Don't be alone, because you're not alone. And thank you for tuning in again. And I'll be back next Monday at 2 o'clock with an interview with Ryan Crozier, a really sweet person in the LGBTQ plus community here in St. John. And we're going to be talking about his experiences with the Galaxy program through Xerox. So that's really cool. So here's Bob the Drag Queen, Purse First, and have a great week. Be safe. And if you need to connect with somebody, please send me a message on Facebook at Queer K-W-I-R, or go to Queer Facebook page, and I will post those phone numbers again probably within about the next 20 minutes if you need to reach out to somebody. And I love you.
Purse First, Purse First. Walk into the room, Purse First. Purse First, Purse First. Walk into the room, Purse First.
It is a known fact that a woman do carry your evening bag at dinner time. You see it on Real Housewives of Atlanta. You see it on Real Housewives of Potomac. You even see it on Little Women LA. I don't know why you all gagging.
Purse First, Purse First. Walk into the room, Purse First. Purse First, Purse First. Walk into the room, Purse First. Ow. Purse First, Purse First. Listen to the first verse of Purse First. Purse First, Purse First. Purse first.
Bitch, you pay too much trying to look like me. My purse was buy one, get one free. Is that a Vera Wang gown? Girl, I'll take your hand-me-down. Fendi Prada, no, it's not a Michael Kors as nice as yours. You broke the bank, but I turned the ball. Now who's the fiercest of them all? Cack, 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 boom. Cack, boom, you walk into the room. Ack-a-da-gack-a-da-gack-a-da-gack. Pick it back up, then you fall on your back. Act to the cack, 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 boom. And shaka, cack, 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 cack. Shawam, boom. Make sure you don't stop. Bring it back up and then death try.
Purse first, purse first. Walk to the room, purse first. Purse first, purse first. Walk to the room, purse first. Ow. Purse first, purse first. Second verse, it's only gonna get worse. Purse first, purse first. Purse to the purse, purse first.
Walmart, Conway, Rainbow, Ross, Max, Anista, feeling boss.
Girl, you think this Louboutin? Nah, I got this on Groupon with curtains, paper, and a wish. I made this clutch and turned it, bitch.
$3,000, now you're in debt. You got a Givenchy with a Kmart dress.
Cack, 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 boom. Cack, boom, you walk into the room. Ack-a-da, cack-a-da, cack-a-da, cack. Pick it back up, then you fall on your back. Act to the cack, 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 boom. And shaka, cack, 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 cack. Shawam, boom, shaka. Make sure you don't stop. Bring it back up and then death drop. Purse first, purse first. Walk to the room, purse first. Purse first, purse first. Walk to the room, purse first. Ow. Purse first, purse first. Walk to the room, purse first. Purse first, purse first. Walk to the room, purse first.
Before you come for me, you better sharpen your claws. Tell me.